This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and more in the Fort Smith region. Happy Thursday to you.
And back at you, Kyle.
You have a headline that, as you and I talk, is the top story on the local wire portion of thecitywire.com. This is the headline: Consumer Compass Report, Regional Pessimism Grows.
Yes, isn't that a cheerful headline? Doesn't that just make you want to get up and face the day?
And I imagine part, perhaps we don't know this for sure, but part of the reason the pessimism would grow is that lingering news from Whirlpool.
Correct. That's what our economist and Roby Brock, who conducted the poll, this is our sixth fiscal quarter to conduct this poll, and it's the standard scientific poll. It's the one that the Journal and ABC News they use. It's the same type phone system, and we recorded the lowest results in terms of personal confidence. We surveyed 523 people, I think, in the Fort Smith region, and the results were, the two primary results were that people felt that 10% of the people only felt they were better off than they were a year ago, and 46% think they'll be worse off a year from now, and both of those numbers are not improvements over where we were. For example, this time last year, 40% thought would be worse off a year out. Now that number is 46%. And, Jeff Collins, our economist, he said that's just the lingering news. I think his comment was local attitudes about the economic outlook likely reflect recent economic news. So that was his polite way of saying there's a Whirlpool hangover there.
There was another report that was released this week. This one came out yesterday talking about average wage per job. And I guess the good news is since 2006, in most, if not all, metro areas in Arkansas, wages have gone up.
Yes. And, there in northwest Arkansas, they've increased close to 16% over a five-year period between 2010 and 2006. And that's certainly enough. Again, these are average, but that's certainly enough to stay ahead of inflation. So that's a good news for that region. In the Fort Smith area, the five-year gain was just short of 7%, which is still good enough to stay ahead of inflation. But, all of the seven metro areas that are primarily in Arkansas, we didn't look at the Memphis, West Memphis area, but all of them are up. And Arkansas as a whole, the wage gain in that five-year period was up about 11.5%. So that is good news, and it's a good report, Kyle. As long as you just look at that report, it's great. But if you start looking at GDP per capita and manufacturing GDP, it becomes less impressive quickly.
Well, yeah, when you look at GDP per capita for metro areas, there were only a couple that gained over 5 years.
Yeah, right. There was, Jonesboro had a gain and Hot Springs had a gain, but that was it. Everyone else, there was a decline, and there were small declines. The Little Rock area was down just 0.13%, so it's roughly flat. But in northwest Arkansas, the GDP per capita fell almost 7% in Fort Smith, and that's over that five-year period. And in Fort Smith, it fell just short of 4%. And obviously, people are wondering, well, what's the difference? How can your wages be up and your GDP be down? Well, GDP measures the goods and services produced in that region based on the population. So it's a different measurement, but it's an interesting measurement in terms of overall economic vitality. And then, of course, when we get into manufacturing GDP, that's just darn near depressing.
Well, yeah, when you look at the manufacturing GDP in Fort Smith over the last 5 years, down 22%, down 12% for the state of Arkansas, you write that manufacturing employment is now at numbers that we haven't seen really in 50 years.
Right. And, about a year ago, Governor Beebe was in town in Fort Smith, and he was talking to a group, and he said, I'm concerned that Fort Smith, of all the metro areas in Arkansas, that Fort Smith is really taking the brunt of this downturn. Well, either he's a good prognosticator, or he knew these numbers were coming out. But 22% is definitely the Fort Smith region took the brunt in terms of manufacturing decline. I mean, it's and unless we get someone to replace the Whirlpool facility, I don't see that getting a whole hell of a lot better.
Looking forward to the U.S. Marshals Museum that will be built in Fort Smith. Action scheduled for today in Washington that could help raise a few million dollars for the museum.
Right. Yeah, and hopefully we can end on a good note here. Yeah, the Marshals Museum, there's a commemorative coin, and I can't believe I said that on the first try. this coin, I won't try to say it again. This coin is to be minted to honor, to recognize the Marshals Service. They've been trying to produce this coin now for years. And proceeds, the first $5 million available in proceeds will go to preservation maintenance of artifacts and documents at the Marshals Museum. It won't be money that will be available to build the facility, and it's been estimated to be about a $50 million museum. And to date, they've raised just short of $10 million, so that they continue to struggle with that fundraising. But this is a big... $5 million will go a long way in helping support the exhibits that will be in the museum. And as you said, that vote is scheduled for this morning. Congressman Womack, Congressman Ross from the 4th District have really led the effort in the House. And then Senator Pryor is the sponsor, primary sponsor in the Senate, and he and Senator Bozeman, according to the museum folks, he and Senator Bozeman have just been lighting up the corridors in D.C. getting sponsors signed on. So far, so good for that effort.
And how will that work? How will someone be able to get the coin?
Well, it's I am assuming it'll be sold through the U.S. Mint, and there are three different denominations. There's a $5 gold coin, a $1 silver coin, and a half-dollar clad coin. And that was a question I had a couple years ago when this first came up. I mean, how do you raise $5 million? But apparently, the coin collector industry in this country, they don't see that being a problem.
Mm.
They'll snatch these up pretty quickly.
And do you know what the term is for coin collecting?
You're
almost there. I can't remember. It's numismatic.
Or is that stamp collecting? I don't know.
No, that's something else, I think. Anyway, thanks, Michael. Michael is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and coins for the Fort Smith region. Talk to you next week.
Yes, and if we're going to have a test at the end of this, please give me a heads up ahead of time.
I will. Thanks, Michael.
All right.